I said, whoa. And Jackie was looking at me. She go, oh, my God, it just, he's just the same God. He's the same God everywhere. He's the same God in Mississippi, out there in Sparta. It is just no distance with him. He's something else. But I tell you, everybody was talking about what they got from the mess. I got a lot. I don't know, good grief almighty. Hallelujah. But one thing I got, praise the Lord, is his creative power. He's so, you know, and it just, I can't. So I left home today in my car, come early, and I began to thank him. Yes, Lord. Y'all may be seated, because you stand back up when brother come. But I began to thank him. I thanked him for my house. I got a house that I used to work in and got 50 cents a day for keeping this woman's house. I thanked him for my clothes, and I kind of felt kind of bad, ladies, because I got so many now I have to have two closets to hold them. And I began to thank him. Now, I got to say this because this is what I'm feeling. So I cried and I wept and I said, God, I remember when I had one pair of shoes. And I remember when I put my curtains up on a string, it was a wire, and it was plastic curtains in my house. And I thought I was doing good. But I said, Lord, we don't realize where you done brought us. Oh, God, we just don't realize where you done brought us. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I've been brought a long way. Praise the Lord. I remember, Dad, I hope Dad don't get mad for saying this. We didn't have no money as much. We were poor. I didn't know we was poor. Nobody could tell. I didn't know I was poor. I thought I was doing all right. But we made $2 or $2, $3 a day. And I was pregnant with Gwen, I believe it was, or one of them kids. No, Didi. And I was pregnant. And you know how pregnant women like stuff? Well, we didn't have no money to be running to the store. But I was in love with ham, pressed ham. And so I would go down to Miss Nairn's and I'd buy ham. And she'd give me credit. I run that bill up to $8. And my young 19-year-old husband hit the ceiling. $8? You don't know where I'm going. You ought to come on, go with me if God done bless you. You don't know where I'm going. $8. Praise God. We sit up now and we laugh about it. Praise God, because $8 won't hardly buy you a loaf of bread now. Not but I said, Lord, you've been good to me. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, don't never let me forget. Don't let me forget where I came from. Let me always remember that once I didn't have anything, but now I got you, I got everything. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Come on. Come on, preach, brother. Oh, thank you, Jesus. See, we don't got to, you know what I think? America need to go back. She got too much. When you didn't have but one this or that, we could get you to church then. When you didn't have but one thing. Praise the Lord. But I remember, praise God, we didn't have nothing, brother, which we didn't. Hallelujah, we didn't. And I thank God for where he brought me. I thank God. Now I can go to the store and say, give me one of them. And one of them, and one of them. Let me try this new thing. I can go to the store anytime I get ready, buy what I want to buy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I can do it now. It was a time I couldn't do it, but I can do it now. Because God been good to us. And I say, Lord, don't let us be like the children of Israel. When they got into Canaan land, where we are, praise the Lord, then you forget God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm not telling women that can't have no clothes because I would be. Sometimes my dad go, okay, he said, honey, you buying another pair of shoes? I said, well, Dad, I'm going to buy this color. And I said, I'm going to get rid of one as I get one. Y'all, come on, don't be laughing at me. Y'all know y'all. Y'all know it's the truth. But I just want to thank the Lord because it brought back all of that, the gratefulness and the thankfulness. This service has just done a lot for me. It brought it back.
how good God been to me. How, Lord, how, where he done brought me from. And how you gonna let me live some more days. Praise the Lord. Well, there are people, my friends gone on, but I'm still here. Praise the Lord. And so I need to, I'm gonna make use of this time. I mean, you know, I've been here a long time. Praise the Lord. And it just froop. And I said, Lord, where'd all that time go? Good Lord, I don't remember. Good Lord. Lord, why you didn't do this when I was 50? He did enough, though. I said, Lord Jesus. I said, but now, if it's 20 more years, I'll be 90-something then, I tell you. I said, I got to use it wisely. I got to do my time good now. Praise the Lord. I want you to preach. Come on. I'm feeling good. I feel like going on. I feel like it. Oh, we going to do that now. What do we do next? What we supposed to do now? Oh, the tithes and offerings. Is that okay, brother? Okay. I can tell he's ready. Boy, every time he's like, he jump up. Well, I don't want to hinder you. Hallelujah. I want to be nice now. Yeah, thank you. Let us prepare our tithes and offerings. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And after that, then Brother Richard's going to come.
Just tell him to put his offering on one side. And the
man of God's offering on your right side. Tithes and offerings on your left side. Song that goes, I think it's C.C. Wyman sings, "He's a wonder, he's a wonder." I thought about that this morning because when you think about what God does, it just blows your mind, like you said. And I believe God so to where I just had to make me a couple of CDs and send them to my sister because I know she's going to be blessed when she hear this. She hear that word, she's going to fall. Probably tear up the house and come here and tear up the church. Yes, Lord.
We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your kindness. God, we thank you, Lord, for your protective hand, for watching over us, for shielding us, Lord, from all hurt, harm, and danger. God, I thank you today. Oh, my Father, my God, my Lord, my Savior, Holy One of Israel. God, I praise your name today, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Wonderful Savior. God, we thank you. God, for what we feel in this house. All the great songs and testimonies that have gone up to lift up your holy name. God, it's all to your glory. It's all to your honor, to your praise, God. Lord, we thank you for it, God. God, as we go forth even farther in the service, God, we ask you, Lord, to order the service. Move by your spirit. Lord, don't let us be in self, Lord. But God, let it be according to your spirit. Break every yoke. Break every chain. Break every shackle. Loosen every bondage. Let your anointing be present here. God, permeate the atmosphere with your presence, Lord. God, you said the power of God was present to heal, heal, Lord. Do it. Work a miracle here today. Work a miracle here today, Lord. God, you see the needs, Lord. Meet every need today, oh God. Do it for your glory. Do it for your honor. Do it for your praise. Oh God, bring it to pass. God, we lift you up, Lord. Do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said it's of you to work to will and do in us of your good pleasure. Let the good pleasure of your will be wrought, God. God, we give you honor for it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you'd be seated, give the Lord a big hand clap and a hallelujah praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say hallelujah anyhow. Y'all didn't say it like the old saints say it. Y'all gotta say it like the old saints say it. The old saints said, hallelujah, anyhow. Y'all knew you gotta give them the old saints face. Hallelujah, anyhow. Y'all know if you came from the old school, your head had to go back a little bit. Hallelujah, anyhow. You know, you do that, you let the devil know, hallelujah, anyhow. I don't care what's going on in my life. Hallelujah. What's the highest praise? Hallelujah. Anyhow, I'm going to give God praise for what he is doing. We do thank the Lord for you and the wonderful testimonies. And I ask God for that. I said, Lord, give me some testimonies to make sure that I'm on the right track. And people say, well, why you feel like that? I'm not exempt from the devil bothering me. People think because you preach that all of you stay up on some high plane and the devil can't get to you. Well, the Bible said the devil, he able to get even to a higher place than what we can consider. Because when the sons of God came to present themselves before Job, he stuck his ugly head up there too. Didn't he do it? And so he going to be right there when you get a blessing, you could want one thing you could believe, he going to be knocking at your door to tell you, you didn't get that. It ain't what you thought it would be. But you need to look at him and say, hallelujah, anyhow. Praise the Lord. God is still good. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I don't ever want to step outside the boundaries of your word. And, you know, flesh, we just flesh and subject to error. We're not perfect. We're moving toward perfection. But we still have error in us. I don't care who you are. And so I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, please let me know. And by your testimonies today, it let me know that God is moving and that I'm on the right track. And I always want to know that. And so I thank God for all the great testimonies here on today and the songs. Thank God for Brother and Sister Flippo seeing them. I miss seeing them, but I thank God for them on today. Blessing to hear her beautiful voice. And once again, the testimony of Brother Flippo. And it is encouraging because the web can reach more people than you could ever reach. And your testimony is a powerful one. And the words of wisdom that God will put in your heart, you don't never know who you might touch. They may not be able to get to you to say thank you or, you know, but they're praising the Lord for you. And so we got to use the tools available. What God, our job here is to win souls, to encourage souls. And what you do for God, you remember we used to knock on doors and we got to as many as we could. And that was great. But now technology is available to where you could go out and you'd be in China and you're still sitting right here. You could be over in Australia and sitting right here. You don't know who you're going to touch. So as Brother Flippo said, I encourage you, get your testimonies out there. It is a blessing. I want to say I thank God for this wonderful woman of God who God has placed over this house, Pastor Celeste Davis. Let's give her a big rousing ovation. Come on, everybody, stand to your feet and give her a good hand clap. Praise the Lord. She deserves it. She deserves it. She deserves it. She deserves it. And Brother Davis, come on, let's put our hands together for this great man of God. Come on, everybody. We thank God for him. And, you know, as she was up here testifying, when you look over the years, you can be seated, you look over the years how her and Brother Davis have stood the test of time I don't know, but they could tell you how many times the devil tried to get them to give up, to throw in the towel, to quit, to not do what God told them to do. But because God placed that vision in them, they pursued, kept going, and then people attached to the vision. And that's why you are here where you are today. But the Bible said the labor God has chosen. You know, when you get in the vineyard and you start laboring, it's what it is. It's work. And it ain't going to be easy staying on the field. And if you've been on there long enough, you understand what I'm talking about. It's not easy. And but they're due honor. And it's good. I don't care what you do, when you do it. It's good to give them honor. You know, my father used to say for a long time that he didn't want an appreciation service. But the older he got, he said, y'all need to appreciate me. He said, y'all need to be appreciating me. You know, because whether you know it or not, these are gifts that God has given to the church. The Bible says he ascended up on high in Ephesians and gave gifts unto men. Some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. God gave these gifts to the house. She is a gift to this house. Believe it or not, he is a gift to the house. And when you receive the gift, you should receive it with praise, thanksgiving. And you should show that appreciation for the gift. How about if you gave your children a gift and they looked at you and said, I deserve this anyhow. Didn't say thank you. Didn't show you no appreciation, no gratitude. You would say, that's the last time you're going to get something from me. That's right. Wouldn't you do it? So you need to show appreciation to the leaders of the house. And it's just a blessing to have great leaders. Thank God for Assistant Pastor Al, Brother Al Deeds, his wife, Sister Tawana. We thank God for them and the great testimony that he has. And I thank God we can share testimonies. He and I, we just have a good time sitting down, tithes. And when I look at his sons, I just see him with these 8 boys. It is a miracle. My God. But he raised them. And I thank God for him. And I told him, I said, God going to save every one of them. He is preachers, but there's going to be some of them will be preachers. But they're going to be men of God. And because God has been an example before your children, it might not happen overnight, but it is going to happen. Why? Them that are far off, as many as the Lord thy God should call. And so God is for myself and my wife, and thank God for my lovely wife, First Lady Regina Richardson. We do bring 622-86-618-443-4158. To give you the full address. Y'all remember that? Some of y'all can't go back. Y'all older than me, but y'all where the church was. Where the pastor is Reverend so-and-so. But we do thank God, my wife and myself, we thank God for the house. And it has been wonderful, the hotel, the food, everything. We just thank God for you. And I told some of the saints at the church, I said, we bring them to Winsfield to get his family. And he loved Paw and not Lamball. So we do thank God for you. And I just want to get the preliminary to you. And it's just a wonderful time in the Lord. I hope I'm not leaving the young lady that was singing earlier, but she just got a beautiful voice. I mean, it just. Oh, that's who was singing. You know, when somebody can, when they can sing, you say, man, they can sing. But when they really getting with you, they can sing. Studio somewhere. They can sing. A beautiful voice. And I pray God music and a lot of it. when I sang, I needed to. And also, I want to encourage Sister Davis. That was a blessing. Brother said that. He said, if you be faithful in little, I'll bless you with much. He said, be faithful with the little of ministry. And so you use what's in the house. You said that yourself on last night. It's already in the house. That's in the house. Some of y'all said, I just feel like getting up there on that guitar. I feel like getting up there. Pretty soon you'll be playing a full song. I'm telling you, God will anoint your hands. Yes, he will. It's going to be God that anoints you and uses you. So obey God. If you have your Bible, we pray that the Lord tarry and keep us alive. I pray that he does. Keep us alive, not tarry.
I'm ready for him to come any day. How many ready for Jesus to come? If you say no, you got a problem. You got a problem. I ain't ready for the Lord to come back yet. I didn't say just for you. I'm talking for all of us. I mean, get out of this old sin-sick world, trouble, heartache all the time. Things getting worse and worse. Evil men waxing worse and worse. Deceiving and being deceived. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Daniel chapter 11 and verse 32. Brother Davis, I got on my shoes there. I'm from Kohl's. I told Brother Davis, he said, I heard you. You had to go get some shoes. Yeah, got on the Kohl's shoes. And I wasn't happy about them, but I done wore them twice now. Y'all know I didn't take them back. And I said, Lord, and y'all won't guess. I didn't have nothing prepared but for what I could preach. Forgot my shoes. And y'all know this jacket don't go with these pants, don't you? Y'all probably figured that out by now. I forgot the pants. I told my wife, I said, I just got to match the best way I can. Do the best work. At least I didn't have tennis shoes on, Brother Al. Daniel 11 and 32. Do you have it? And such as do wickedly, the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. I'm not going into all this because I know there's some other revelational things. I'm just wanting to take the last part of this scripture. That's why I'm reading it. Shall he corrupt by flatteries, but the people, this is the portion, the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. 1 John, thank you, Jesus. I love the Lord. Don't you love him? 1 John chapter 1 and verse 1. We'll be reading in two more places after this. Do you have it? That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you the eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you. You also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Somebody say all, not some, all. How many know God has come to cleanse you from all sin? All sin, not any remaining. He don't leave you in sin. He don't leave you in a mess. God come to deliver us all. The book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Thank you, Jesus. On your way back there, let's stop by Romans. Romans chapter 8 and verse 15. Help me today, Lord. For ye have This is Romans 8 and 15. For ye have received the spirit of adoption again to fear. Have received the spirit of, you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father, or Father, Father. The spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the what? Children of God. And if children, then heirs and heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. The book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Bear with me with my much reading here. John chapter 14 and verses 8 and 9. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. And Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. How sayest thou, show us the Father? Let me read the next verse. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you for help right now. God, that we would be able to give the sense of your word. God, to bring understanding, clarity to this great truth that you've given us. God, I know without a doubt I could say nothing in my own strength, power that would help the inward man. God, it may do something to the intellect and that intellectual part of us, but down in the soul, the heart of a man, it takes you, your spirit, your anointing to go down and bring the change. Anoint every word, God. Speak out of my mouth. Use me as an oracle of God. God, make my tongue as the pen of a ready writer. God, we need your word more than ever before. God, so we ask you to speak, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let it be so. God, we'll be grateful giving you praise and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord a big, big hand clap. Today, I want to talk to you for just a little while, not going to hold you a long time, on the subject Abba Father or Father Father. And the Lord began to share this with me some time ago, and he brought it to me on a personal level. Not so much when I say personal, I mean, but it was more so him letting me know later. Night before I talked to you that he was our way of escape. He is the great creator, and I know him as the creator. And we need to know him, creator. They know that. The trees, when they come up, they speak that he understands. And they know him as the creator. The wind, when it blows, oh, this is the creator speaking. But God wanted to be more than just creator to you. He wanted to be your father. He wanted to have a more intimate relationship. He wanted to have a relationship with you above the birds of the air, above the animals of the field, above the fish in the sea. God wanted you to know that you're my son, you're my daughter, you belong to me. Can you bear with me just for a few minutes? Some only want to know God for what he can do for them. They don't want to know him for who he is. They want to know him for what he can do. Yes, God can get you a car, brand new one, I believe, a Bentley, a Rolls Royce, Cadillac, Whatever you want, God will give it to you.
What?
That's what God will get you. It's according to what. I'm a witness that God can take you from bad credit. Well, when you want to get it. You say, how do you know? Because he done it for me. But 15 years ago, that me and my wife stayed in a house on 216 South Grand, Sparta, Illinois. What the house? It was a little two-bedroom apartment. We was sitting there on a couch that was sitting on four bricks with the cushions popping out of the side of the arm. Y'all remember them couches with the orange cushion popping out of it? And, you know, you step it back in for a while. Some of y'all might have taped it. Do what you can. Sleeping on a bed, a full size, that took up the whole bedroom, a full size. I didn't say queen or a king. A full size that took up the whole bedroom with bricks under it. We was watching a TV, a 19-inch, which some of y'all ain't seen that in many, many years. And I had that TV from college. Driving a 1987 Nissan Maxima with 187,000 miles on it, praying every day that it would get me from point A to point B. But now the same place that I rented, I own it. And I'm renting it out to somebody else. And because God wanted to show me how good he is, he said, go ahead and buy the one next to it. And own that one too. And because he wanted to show me exceedingly abundantly above all I could ask or think, he said, go down the road and buy that house too. He said, let's do one better. Go over to the East End and buy that house too. Why? Because God is a provider. And he'll take you to places that you never dreamed of. Like Sister Davis was saying, $8 is what they didn't understand. Well, $8, my God, you spent $8. Now they saying $8, I'm going to leave that for a tip. Why? Because God has blessed you. Not just because he wanted to be your creator. He wanted to show you I'm your father. And I'm going to take care of you because you belong to me. I'm going to make sure you don't go without. I'm going to make sure I provide for you. I'm going to make sure you got food on your table, clothes on your back. Make sure you got a shelter over your head. I'm your father. So, but then some people, they only want him for the fish and the loaves. He can give you all those things. But God wants us to come into a true, intimate relationship with him. He wants to give us more than just things that we would call our, that he meets our needs or for our provision. He wants to do more than just make us feel good. But he wants us to know the intimate details of who he is. He wants to come into the revelation and knowledge, the wisdom of who he is. Daniel said, the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. God wants you to see him as Father, not just as God, but he wants you to say, my Father. That's why Jesus said, when you go to pray, he said, this is what I want you to do. The first thing you need to say is, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed would be thy name. He wants you to address him as Father. God, I'm your son. See, it's better when you go to him as a son, as a daughter. It's better just being some outsider, just coming to try to get some of them. When your sons or your daughters come to you, Sister Davis, Brother David, they can get more than everybody else can get. I'm sorry. People might say, they know me too. Well, you don't know me like that, though. You know me, but you don't know me like that. You don't know me like my son or my daughter. No, they can get more because they came out of me. There's a difference when you know who he is. When you know that he's your father. When you know that he belongs to you and you belong to him. You can get more out of him, Brother Al. See, some of us, we have not figured out that this is my father. You can go to him different than everybody else can when you know he's your father. My children, when they come to me, they come and say, well, Dad, can I get some money? Well, that's what y'all do. Y'all got parents. You know, You need money, where you go? You don't just go to anybody. You go to your mama and your daddy. So you go to mama and you go to daddy because as a daughter or a son, you have an expectation toward them that you don't have for everybody else. You even got faith that even if they say no, if I keep on asking, they gonna give it to me. Why? This is my mama. This is my daddy. And all I got to keep on doing is bothering them, and they're going to give it to me. Why? Because I got a relationship with them. I know if I put on the pouty face, the sad face, somewhere, they're going to give me what I want. That's how God is. He said, if you keep coming to me, if you keep petitioning me as your son, as your daughter, I'm going to give you exactly what you're asking for if you can't believe that. Why? He's my daddy. He's my father. And all I got to do is come to him right in the respect and honor, and he going to give me exactly what I'm asking for. Now, listen, I got some, my wife got a nice car out there. And it's Cadillac CTS 2014. It's a nice car. It's the coupe. God gave it to us. So, she got the keys. We got people at church that we love so dearly. Young men, young women, we love them. I'm just going to be honest for a few minutes. I mean, she love them with her whole heart. But if one of them come up here and say, First Lady Regina, I want to take your car to Fairview Heights tonight. She going to say, you don't know me like that. I love you. I love you. I really do love you. But you don't know me like that. No, I'll drive you to Fairview, but you're not going to take my car. Come on, y'all see where I'm going, don't you? But if her daughters come to her, y'all can't hear me today. If her daughters come to her, if Blanca or Alexis or Jade or Reagan, they come to her and say, Mama, I want to take your car. Here go the keys. Why? You belong to me. You're mine and I'm yours. Yes, you can have her. What's mine is thine. What you got belongs to me. I'm a, hallelujah. Did you know you are an heir and a joint heir? You can go to him and say, Daddy, you said the cattle on a thousand hills is yours. You said the earth is the Lord in the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. You said this, Daddy. Father, you said this. Give me some cattle. Give me some land. Give me what belongs to me. Give me what you said I can have. I'm ready to get what belongs to me. See, we've been wondering, we've been walking around like we've been exiled. Y'all know, like we ain't real children. The Bible says you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby you cry, Abba, Father. The spirit of the Son, Galatians said, has been sent into your heart, allowing you to say, Father, Father. You can pray to him, and he'll give you what you want. You can ask him, the Bible said, ask and it shall be given. Seeking you shall find. Knocking the door. Everybody can't come to him like that. You said, man, that ain't true. Everybody should be able to come to him. Everybody don't have the privileges that you have. What did John say? 1 John. Listen. 1 John 3:1 said, behold, what manner of love hath the Father bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. They don't know him like that. See, if they knew him and they came into a relationship with him, then they could have the same privileges you got. See, I'm tired of hearing people say, favor ain't fair. Have you ever heard people say that? I hope y'all didn't say that. I don't want to get on your case. But I hear people saying, favor ain't fair. Look, God bless me. Favor ain't fair. To me, when people say that, that leads me to believe that God is choosing you and doing something better for you than he's doing for this one. Because they get up before people and say, favor ain't fair. Favor is fair. Because everybody in the beloved has the favor of God. You got favor. You got favor. And God is of no respect to person. The same way God would favor you, he going to favor him. It's all about us understanding who we are. Once you come to the understanding. See, that when that young
younger son got out there in the pig's pen, he didn't have no more favor than the elder son that was standing out here. They both had the same kind of favor. The father said to him, son, why are you so upset? All that's mine is thine. He said, you was ever with me. You could have had the same party that she had. You could have had the same things that God is not to separate somebody else. I said, I'm going to bless Sister Davis above him. No, he said, I'm going to bless Sister Flippo. You want $1 million? You got the million. You want $1 million? You got the million. You want $1 million? See, some of y'all said $1 million. I would have just took $100,000. You stay with $100 then. I take the million. I'm looking for God to do something great. I'm not trying to say what God can't do. I'm saying what God can do. Man, I could spend $100,000 like that. Take me a little bit to go through $1 million. Man, I'm not, I like that a couple of days. I'm not lowering my expectation of my father. I'm not, no, see, that's the problem. We got low expectations of this great father that we serve. Brother, our God is too big. He's too great for me to lower him down to the level of a man. I don't care who Bill Gates think he is. Warren Buffett, they ain't got nothing on my God. They ain't got nothing on my Savior. I don't care what they say they got. God got way more than what they could ever imagine. Bill Gates, worth $70 million. $70 billion. Warren Buffett, worth $68 billion. You can't even count what God is worth. You don't have a number in your mind. They ain't made up a number yet to say what God is worth. Man, God could wipe the debt out of all the whole world if he wanted to. He got more than enough. I just said, Lord, I just want a little bit of what you got. I just want a little bit of what you said I can have. That's what I want. I want to be debt free. I don't want to owe no man nothing. I don't want to have no sin. I don't want to have no hatred. I don't want to have nothing against anybody. I believe God gonna bless me spiritually, naturally, physically, all around. God has come to bless you. Your father's come to take care of you. God wants you to be free of all sickness. He came to make you whole. He came to make you totally whole. He came to free you from every bondage. See, sometimes we happy with our spirit being lifted up. Oh, yes, yes, yeah, yes. Woo! Woo! I shout up, Woo! We shout, oh, I'm so spiritually lifted up. Then I go and look at my bank account. My bank account don't match. Something is wrong. I shouldn't be so high on this end and so low on that end. The same God that filled me with the Holy Ghost and the same God that filled my bank account up. The same God that filled my bank account up is the same God that healed my body. He's the same God. Don't try to do one thing better than he do something else. God will provide. God will take care of you in every area. I said in every area. What did the Bible say? I would therefore that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prosper. Man, the children of Israel was a type and shadow of us. First, they got free from bondage, which meant spiritual incarceration, bondage to the enemy. So you can't accept him as father until you have accepted him as Savior. Once you get that down, you come into a relationship. Then you can look up and say, okay, he's my father now. Why? Because the spirit of his son has come in your heart. That's what allows you to call him father. That's why everybody else can't call him that. Because they don't have the spirit of his son. Not saying they can't get it, but they got to get it. They came across the Red Sea and they got free. You know how you did? When you came out of the club, woo-wee. Pharaoh's army was behind you. You came out of the club. You came off the street corner. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You put down the gin and juice. You put down all that stuff you was drinking. Some of y'all had that old wine, that stuff, you know. And y'all put all that stuff down, and you came out the club ready, shouting the victory, giving God praise. But see, now God got to do something more than just bring you out the club. Can't see. They didn't just come across. But the Bible said, take all the gold, all the silver, get everything. Nothing, because the clothes didn't wax old. Shoes didn't go old, grow older. Why? That's the kind of God we some of this for me. Here, can you take a little bit of this money off? I got so much. Y'all said, can God, will God do it? Yes, he will. And follow thee. What are we going to get? He said, you're going to receive this life. You got one house, you can have two houses. You said, if you so selfish that you don't understand it, deserve it in the first place. Now, God wants you to have it so you can say, here. Somebody, Lord, you don't understand what's getting ready to happen. When you give the house away, he's going to give you two more anyway. There's a reciprocal blessing. It's reciprocated to you. God, you can't beat God giving. No matter how hard you try, the more you give together, run it over. You give out love, it comes back pressed down. Shake it together, run it over. You give out joy, it comes back pressed down. Shake it together and run it over. The principle was from the beginning. Our father brought this principle out in the book of Genesis. While the earth remained, seed time and harvest, summer and winter shall not cease. He brought the principle out, as we talked about. Jesus picked it up when he talked about sowing the seed. Some reap 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Talked about seed time. Paul picked it up and said, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If one sows sparingly, he shall also reap. If one sows bountifully, he shall also. That ain't just talking about money. See, preachers done used that and just said it's money. No, you can sow way more than money. I sow my time, I sow my efforts, I sow love, I sow peace, I sow joy. Come on, y'all. I make sure I'm sowing. The more you help somebody else's children out, the more God gonna help your children out. You gotta understand the principle. It not only worked for you, he said for every, birds work by this principle. Everything has to work by this law. And I don't care who you are, you can't escape the law. I couldn't escape them last night when they stopped me. Some of y'all, I thought you would catch it. But because I'm a child of God, he had to let me go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I pulled out the child of God. I pulled out the card that said he's my father real quick on him. Oh, yes, I did. See, y'all don't understand. Oh, yes, I did. Once he came up. There you go. I'm a pastor now. Remember that. Remember, I'm a child of God. I work for the king. You better remember that. Hallelujah. If you want to stay employed, you better know who I am. I put out my pastor card real quick. Y'all need to pull your card out. Right along with my license. Understand that. I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. Understand that my father watching you. See, because I wasn't in the wrong. The man stopped me for nothing. Yes, he did. And he said, well, you pulled over in my lane. I said, well, first of all, I'm not from here. And if I did, I'm sorry. He started running the tags. This car is not coming back with the license. They show the license expired. I said, license plates are expired. I said, what does it say on the back? He said, it does show that you have the correct sticker, but you know, people are stealing stickers around here. Oh. I said, well, sir, it was not I. I kept telling him, I said, I'm preaching here in Wentzville. Staying at the hotel over there. He said, well, your license, it's not, even your license is coming back messed up. Not, I said, I'm preaching in Wentzville here.
My license was perfect. And he came back. He was just looking at me all in my eyes, and I'm looking at him. I said, I see the devil, and you see Jesus. That's right. I said, I know what you own, but in the name of Jesus, you getting ready to let me go. That's right. God gonna fight for you. God gonna stand up on you. Man, the Bible said you ain't gotta get all upset, frustrated, mad. And no, my Father is watching over me. My Father gonna step in on my behalf. My Father gonna fight my battles. What did he tell Jehoshaphat? The battle is not yours, but it is the Lord's. Watch and see what I do for you. Why? He's my Father. He's my Father. Stand up, Brother Al. I'm gonna let y'all go, but I'm excited. Listen, stand right here. One time when I was young, I caused the problem. I did it. See, you messed up, and the best thing you could do when you do mess up is say, I admit I was wrong. I was wrong, but don't forget, he's still my Father. Yeah, I was wrong, but don't you ever get that mixed up. Even in my wrong, I'm him. I'm his son. I just got to come back in the right standing with him. I was on the back of the pickup truck, and I was on this lawnmower riding over to the church to cut grass. And this man was upset with me because his daughter liked me. And he didn't like that his daughter liked me. I couldn't help it. I mean, y'all can read between the lines. I couldn't help it. Sister, I'm sorry. But it just was like that. And so his daughter liked me, and he didn't like the fact that his daughter liked me. And I wasn't trying to push her away or nothing, but I wasn't overly aggressive. I didn't even call her my girlfriend. Didn't write her no notes or nothing. But I knew she liked me. But he did not like the fact. Big man. He came up. He followed. My dad was driving. He followed me and my father to the church. And I'm sitting on the back of the truck. And this man came up to the truck and said, you better leave my daughter alone. And I'm scared. Because I said, "What? I didn't do anything. You know, I couldn't explain to him that your daughter actually is bothering me. I'm not bothering her." So he said, "You little so-and-so, I'll snatch you off the back of that truck." All of a sudden, somebody said, "Wait a minute."
All right. Amen.
My Father stepped in the way. I said, my Father stepped in the way. He stepped around and he said, before you get to him, you got to go through me. He said, and I don't think you want to mess with me. He said, the best thing you could do is get in your car and go home. He jumped in that car and rode off. I said, look at my Father. Hallelujah. Look at my Father. Look at what he's able to do. See, that's what your Father will do. He'll step in the way. Even when you messed up, the devil said he's going to get you. But my Father said, the best thing you could do is get in your car and go home, devil. The best thing you could do is leave my child alone. That's my Father.
And that's your Father. Jesus said it, told Mary, he said, touch me not. He said, don't touch me yet, for I have not yet ascended unto your God and my God, unto my Father and your Father. He said, not only is he mine, but he's yours too. He said, the same way he loves me, he loves you. The same concern he has for me, he's concerned about you. Getting ready to close. I remember I was talking to this young man at the church. And this young man loved the Lord. He wasn't as revelation or knowledgeable as some, but he had a sincere love and faith in God. He believed that God was able to do anything. And he was about to get evicted from his apartment. or from his house. He and his wife, they were renting a house. And his wife called me and said, Pastor David, would you please go tell Antoine that we got to leave out of this house. She said, we got a week. They gave us a week to get out of this house. And he's telling me that we need to stay and wait around. He said, she said, but that ain't even wisdom. She said, come over here and counsel us. Give him some wisdom. She said, because we got a week. He wants to wait till the last day, try to move couches and everything else. She said, I don't think we should do that, do you? I said, well, you know what? That is true. If y'all got to get out, it'd be best to start getting the stuff out now, get you a place. He wouldn't even go look for a place to stay. He wouldn't even go look for a place, a hotel, nothing. So I know it sounds crazy. So I said, I'm going to go over here and give him some good pastoral advice. Because, you know, I'm the pastor, you know. And so I'm going to go over here as the pastor. And I'm going to sit him down and I'm going to give him some advice like a pastor would. Because he needs to understand I'm the leader. So I went down, I said, sit down, son, sit down, let's talk. And I said, let's discuss what's going on. Your wife tells me that you won't move the stuff. I think wisdom would say you need to go find your place to stay before you and your kids be out on the street somewhere. He said, Pastor, that's how he talked. Pastor, all due respect to you. He said, the last time I looked, God still had a week to work. He said, in other words, my father's still working on this situation. He's still working. He said, I know they said we only got a week, but that's a week for him to work on it. You know what I did? I looked at his wife. I said, the counseling is over with. I said, I'm sorry, but I got to side with faith. I said, I got to stand on the side of faith. This man got faith to believe. Ain't no wisdom I could give him beyond that. He's believing for a miracle. I told his wife, I said, I'm sorry, Sister Kenesha. She looked at me. I said, you can be mad if you want to. But God finna work something. I don't know what. I don't know how. All I know is God is about to do it. So, about 2 days later, he called me. He said, Pastor, the man, he called me that owns the place. He called me and said that we need to have a meeting with him. He said, could you please go with me? He kind of worried now, you know. He said, would you please go with me and talk to him and tell him? I said, when I go over there, I'm going to tell him I'm going to back you up. And I'm going to stand with you because I see your faith. And I said, when we go over there, I'm going to tell him that the church will make sure that if you can't pay, we are going to take care of the bill. We're going to make sure everything is taken care of for you. And so I went over there, and the daughter who was running the place for the older guy, she was really mean. And so I figured her father would be the same way. And so we got over to the house, and he was in a wheelchair, and he rolled out there, and he said, sit down, young man. And we sat down. And he said, first of all, I thank you both for coming. And I was wanting to hurry up and get my words in, you know. Before he could say anything, I want faith to speak. I'm trying to, you know, get some words out to change his mind. And the first thing he said was, last night, I had a dream. He said, and in the dream, an angel came to me. See, this is what faith will do. When you believe God is able to do exceedingly, and you say, Lord, I'm not restricting you, I'm not limiting you, I believe you're able to do that which is impossible. This older man said, last night, an angel came to me in my dream. As God is my witness, I'm not none of this is made up. An angel came to me and said to me, you cannot make them move. He said, you cannot kick them out of that place. He said, fact about it,
give them 2 months rent free. When I heard that, I said, my father, my father. Hallelujah. I said, look at this big God that I serve. Look at this great God. He'll turn situations around. Man, I looked at Antoine. I said, that's what faith. He told me, he said, don't worry about it. He said, y'all struggle to get the, he said, I'm going to help you out. He said, just stay the date on your rent. Don't worry about it. Man, we walked out of there. If you don't think I was on cloud 77 and 7, I was way up there walking. I said, look at Jesus. I said, Lord, what you going to do next? I see angels around me. I don't know what's getting ready to happen. Well, God said, I ain't done yet. See, when he say he's able to do exceedingly, they had a water bill that was way up there in the hundreds. It was probably $300 or $400. I think it was more than that. I think it was $600 or $700. Water bill had got way up there. And he went down to try to pay on the water bill. And the water company said, sir, we cannot receive your money. And he said, well, why? What's, I'm trying to pay on it. They said, because somebody came in right before you and paid the whole thing off. You can't tell me what God won't do. I done came too far. Anybody that came too far now that had God do enough for you to know that he's your father, that he's able to do it. Anybody that had God work enough miracles in your life that the devil can't change your mind and he can't turn you around. Give God some praise in this place. I said, give God some praise. He's your father. He's our father. And he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to be lifted up. Everybody can't come to him like you can. Hallelujah. He's your father. He loves you so much that you can tell him like Joshua, Father, stop the sun from going down. I need a little bit more time. How many know God will stop the sun if you want him to? God can, there ain't nothing God won't do for his children. Whatever you need from God, he's able to do it. What I want you to do right now, stand to your feet. Everybody that can. Stand to your feet. I'm not going to call a prayer line, but what I want you to do, if you need special prayer, you can come up here and I'll pray with you. But what I want you to do, all those that don't just need a special prayer, I know all prayer is special, but I'm talking about severe cases, if you know what I'm talking about. If you got a loved one that's in the hospital that needs a miracle, you can come on up and we'll touch and agree. But for your situation right now, I want you to just raise your hand. And I'm believing for this whole household. For this whole household right now, God is getting ready to work a miracle. Your father, my father, our father, he's getting ready to work a miracle. A miracle in your body. A miracle in your mind. A miracle in your finances. He's a miracle working God. I am have come down to deliver you. He's come down to touch you, to stir you. He's come down to move on your behalf. Right now, I want you to ask him for whatever you need right now. Believe God right now, according to the word of God. God moves for you, sir, right now in the name of Jesus. God touches you in a special way. According to his divine promise and his word, from the crown of your feet, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, all in your back, God touches you and he moves. And I see even rejuvenation and a stir in your heart. You love God, but the enemy is trying to do everything he can to hinder you. But I see God breaking down barriers. I see God tearing down these things that have been in the way right now. In the name of Jesus, he's your father. He's your God. Come on, everybody, and reach out to him. Come on, everybody, and reach out to him. God, according to your word, God, perform the doing of it right now in the name of Jesus. God, I proclaim miracles throughout this house.
I proclaim miracles throughout this house. God, right now in the name of Jesus, you touch her, Lord God. Move, stir, God, by the power. Oh, God, by the power. He's your father. He's your father. Oh, right now, I see him stirring.